Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. You know, it is about doggone time that our dogs can join us on flights. I'm not talking about putting them in the cargo area. I'm talking about having them in the cabin, sitting right next to you. We're talking a well-mannered dog of any size. That includes big dogs. Well, on today's show, our special guest has come up with a plan to make the skies truly pet-friendly. Please welcome to our show. He is the founder of K9 Jets, and he is Adam Golder. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Hi, thank you for having me along. I really appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
All right. Now, I know you said you were from Birmingham, but let's get the country.
Yeah, so we're based in Birmingham in the UK. So not to be confused with Alabama, but Birmingham in the UK.
Have you ever been to Birmingham, Alabama?
Do you know what? I haven't. I've got close, but no, maybe I need to just tick off that box, I think.
And I think you should ask in Birmingham, England, if somebody's from America, you should ask them now. Your mission is to ask them if they're from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. It will be a good challenge.
Just see you doing this. K9 Jets. What is that? Because, you know, these days it's really tough to fly. I take my cat, who is a therapy cat and teaches pet first aid. We teach cat behavior and cat first aid classes. But he's in a little cargo thing in a little bag in front of my seat. I never put them in cargo, but I have a 35-pound dog who would love to come with us. And there's no way I'm putting Kona in a cargo. So talk about what came up to create K9 Jets, Adam.
Of course. Well, basically, I worked in media for 20 years. And during COVID, I was furloughed from my job.
Sorry.
Which I know, but it turned out to be good, right? It created a lot of opportunities for people. And I certainly grabbed that. So I've always had a passion for aviation, and but never been able to jump, make a leap from media into aviation. And COVID was that sort of stepping stone for me. So we started up a private boutique charter company, initially targeting super wealthy people that couldn't fly on the airlines because no one was running.
But I never got the memo. Oh, wait a minute. I got to check my W-2. Nope, I didn't qualify.
Well, we started with targeting super wealthy people, high net worth individuals, ultra high net worth that could afford to charter but haven't thought about it previously. And we ran that company for about 1 year and met some really lovely people. But obviously, chartering your own jet is quite out of touch for most folk, you know, that are traveling, you know, internationally or locally, domestically in the US. And then one day we had a phone call from a gentleman that was based in London. He was a US citizen and he was desperate to get his dog back to New York. And he'd phoned me up and said, look, we need a quote for a jet for 10 people and 10 dogs, which was, from a charter perspective, is quite unheard of. So we spoke to him in more detail on it. And he was part of a group on Facebook that had met together and they'd all clubbed together and had a pot of money to charter their own jet. Another thing that happened in COVID was that the price of cargo had significantly increased. So when you actually look at the cost of chartering a jet compared to flying your dog in cargo, when you've got 10 people together, it's actually, there's not a huge amount of difference in the price. So he introduced me to this world of Facebook where there was loads of people getting together to share the cost. But every time we did it, so we helped out probably about 20 groups in 2022. And every time we did it, everyone said, look, you just need to launch your own company focusing on buying a seat and fly with your dog on the airline, basically, with K9 Jets. And that's where the idea came from.
Wow. Hey, we're speaking with Adam Golder. He was a guy who got fired and then he got fired up. And this is a true entrepreneurial tale where dogs are partying up in the sky with you. And we're going to find out more after we take this quick break. So you guys know the drill. You got to sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. All Behave will be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. All Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the All Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I love this guy already. We are speaking with Adam Golder. He is a guy that loves animals. He's got an entrepreneur spirit. And as we all know, if you get fired or you get a setback, failures make you a stronger, better person. And he knows how to use social media. So as you were explaining, Adam, you kind of fell into this, but you listened to your audience, your potential target market, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this, the people that we meet now, they have one thing in common, and they all love their pets. And we don't just fly dogs, by the way, hence our name being canine. We do actually fly cats, you'd be pleased to know.
Well, are you sure they're not trying to fly the plane themselves? They're pretty smart and savvy, you know. They could unhook that little, talk to the pilot and say, I got this.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably could, but no, they're kept well away from the cockpit.
Okay. Any other unusual animal that you would fly? Cats, dogs?
So not 95% of our pets, our pet passengers are dogs. But only 5% are cats. That's probably partly because of our name.
Yeah.
And most people discover that we're cat friendly, but we've had some geckos fly over us, some bearded dragons.
Anyone's representing any insurance companies, maybe?
But we've had some bearded dragons, geckos, some birds fly domestically, rabbits as well, and guinea pigs. So, but majority of, you know, are dogs and slightly larger ones than normally, because I know in the US, some airlines will allow smaller pups to fly in the cabin.
Right.
But the beauty of us, we don't have a size restriction. So we have, you know, Great Danes.
Ooh.
You know, Bernese Mountain Dogs fly over us.
That was one of my dogs. I had a Bernie named Bujo. Yeah. Gentle giant.
Beautiful dogs. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful dogs. But then we have smaller dogs as well. You know, small terriers, dachshunds, you know, a whole mix. And it's so rewarding to be able to get people from A to B with their family members, because, you know, we meet so many people now that want to fly and travel, but they don't think they can because they don't want to put their pet in cargo. And
no.
And don't get me wrong, cargo is a safe way to fly. You know, 4 million pets are transferred or flown across the world every year, according to our PiPata. And this is just a new solution.
I'm going to jump in and say, if I'm going to take my dog, my dog's going first class, and they're going to be in the cabin with me, because things can happen in cargo. And I'm in the behavior field, and who knows what they're thinking in cargo. They're like, I didn't even get a meal. I didn't even get a meal. So the fact that you have canine jets, I mean, do you have anybody in your family that was ever a pilot or into aviation, or how did, I mean, this is kind of a wild tale, Adam.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we totally fell into it. My granddad back in the day used to build Spitfires in part of the war. I never had anyone flown. And then when he passed away, he left me a very small amount of money to learn to fly. He left me a small amount of money. And with that, I had a flying lesson just to experience it. I just got hooked on aviation straight away. I have my own private license, but never been able to have the opportunity to fly commercially. So that's where my passion is coming from aviation especially.
So there are a lot of people here in the United States, I know obviously in Europe too, but I think after COVID, you know, we found out how much our dogs really are good for us mentally, physically, you name it. And so what I'm interested in asking you is, do you think COVID in a weird way has boosted the public acknowledgement that dogs do a body good?
I think so. I mean, certainly, obviously, we got into this business at the back end of COVID, but from all the research that shows, there was a huge amount of pets purchased within the COVID period because, you know, so many people are on their own for so long during that lockdown period, especially in the UK here. I'm sure it's the same in the US as well. And, you know, people see them as their family members, and they're no longer dogs or cats. They're part of your family. And
oh, absolutely.
Most people wouldn't want their family member to go in cargo. So I think their connection is stronger than ever. And like you say, the public acknowledgement, I think, is certainly there to support that.
Hey, everyone. We're speaking with Adam Golder. He is the founder of Canine Jets. We're going to dive in a little bit or maybe hit new heights with some of the specifics about what Canine Jets is all about and why and how you should consider maybe having your dog join you on your next trip from one coast to the next.
And I have some great news. Our pals at Regal.ai, yeah, that's the group that builds AI agents for brands. They just unleashed an AI dog hotline. Woof, woof. Yeah. So this is how it works. You're going to actually get to chat with a dog. Now, you get to pick one of the 15 breeds they've got on their site. You go to regal.ai/dog. And of course, I'm going to pick the Siberian Husky because I'm going to do it in honor of my dog, Chipper. And how it works is you go onto the website and you dial the number. And here it is, 845-273-3197. Stay tuned. I'm about to chat with a Siberian Husky. Let's do it.
Hey there. I'm your Siberian Husky. I'm so excited to be speaking human. I can't believe it. I took a nap and then woke up. And now all of a sudden I'm speaking to you. It's so crazy. It must be crazy for you too. Anyway, can you tell me what my name is? The name that you call me?
Chipper.
Chipper. Now that's a name fit for an explorer. It's perfect. Speaking of perfect, what's something you've always wanted to tell me, now that I can talk?
How come you are such a talented escape artist, Chipper?
Escape artistry is an adventure in itself. I prefer to think of it as exploring new horizons. Speaking of adventures, do you think we could take a run together soon? The wind in my fur awaits.
Let's go run on the beach. A dog-friendly beach, okay, Chipper?
A dog-friendly beach? Now that sounds like the perfect escapade. The sand beneath my paws and the waves to chase it. Oh, did I catch a whiff of snacks? Maybe we could bring some tasty treats for a beach picnic.
How about a chunk of cheddar cheese, Chipper?
Cheddar cheese? Now that's a snack worthy of an explorer. Just imagining the melting goodness makes my tail wags. Can we munch on that together after our beach run? Life's better with cheese.
Absolutely, Chipper. And then we can take a dog nap.
A post-adventure nap? Now that's just the cherry on top of our amazing day. Adventures and cheese, followed by snuggle sounds like a perfect plan. All right, I've been talking up a storm, but the wild called me. Time to dream of snow-capped mountains and adventures with you. Call me back anytime. Can't wait to chat again soon.
Love you, Chipper.
Love you too. You and me, we're the ultimate team. Now, off to the wild dreams. Until next time.
Hey, pet pals, now that was fun chatting with a Siberian Husky. As you can imagine, Regal.ai, they build AI agents for all kinds of businesses, and now they have this 15 dog breed hotline. Check it out at regal.ai/dog.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Whooper reminding you to always listen to Arden Moore on O Behave, the best show on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am chatting with Adam Golder. He is the founder, the genius of Canine Jets. Go ahead, say the website. Let's say it's easy.
But yeah, it's caninejets.com, or you can visit us on Instagram. It's just caninejets. You'll find us straight on there.
So let's be specific. How does this work? Let's say we've got somebody with a Bernese Mountain Dog who's so sweet and cuddly, and they live in LA.
Yeah.
And you want to visit your family
that live in the Big Apple, New York City, and this dog is welcomed. That's a long road trip. How does Canine Jets, how can you make it a win-win for everyone?
So it's super simple. You head to our website, caninejets.com, and literally put in your from location, so LA. We only fly to and from private airports. So you'll be flying from Van Nuys, which is a private airport in LA. Then two will be Teterboro in New Jersey, so just outside of New York. And they'll bring up all the dates. We fly monthly currently between coast to coast. You select the number of passengers you want to come with you, because you have to have one person and one pet initially. But if you wanted the whole family to come, you'd be more than welcome to. But you only need one person to fly with your dog.
Yeah, you at least have to have one person per pet. You can't have 10 chihuahuas in one person, right?
No, yeah, we do have a pet limit. So, yeah, one person, one large dog, one person, basically. But if you wanted to add more people, you can do. But simply enter your pet's details, name, breed, temperament, weight, anything
else. Do
they
like peanuts? No, peanuts are bad. Don't give it to them. Okay.
Yeah, any other information that we need to know about the pup as well. And literally, within 60 seconds, you could have booked a flight with us.
So you're looking for, do you have to have like a health certificate, vaccination records? What some of the specifics?
Yeah, so flying domestically between LA and New York, you don't need anything. So there's no requirements. If you're flying internationally, then that's when you'll need more documents in terms of a health certificate or a GB or EU, depending on what country you're flying to. But flying domestically, you don't need anything, which is super easy when you're flying between LA and New York. Some other states, if you're traveling outside of that area, may require them. Like at least a rabies vaccination, but certainly flying domestically, it's super easy.
And you can fit how many in your jets?
So we have no more than 9 people. They seat between 13 and 15 people, but we don't sell more than 9 seats. So typically there'd be 9 people at maximum, and typically 9 pups.
And but, would they be in crates? Would they be on harnesses and leashes? How are they traveling?
So yeah, the beauty of traveling with us is no crates. So they literally sit by your side. So they're on leashes the whole time. So they're not allowed to wander around the aircraft. They have to stay by your side. I know many people have this perception there's a big dog party in the sky, which is would not be safe for obvious reasons. But you know.
You're talking to somebody who actually created National Dog Party Day years ago. I did, and wrote a book on it. I don't think I want to be partying in the sky with the dogs in a small space.
You know, obviously, you know, we love dogs, but safety is our number one priority as well for everyone on board, and obviously the crew. But yeah, they're on leashes. They sit by your side or on your lap, depending on obviously the size of them. And they stretch out into the aisles. Normally, they sleep the whole way on whatever flight, because the sound of the engines acts like white noise, like with a baby. So they get very sleepy and sleep most of the way. And obviously they can see you, you can see them. They're very, you know, relaxed and, you know, but they're by their owner, so they couldn't be happier.
So cost, you know, we're going to ask that. Do I buy my lottery winning ticket now or later?
Sure. So flying domestically, it is more expensive than flying cargo. It is a luxury ticket, I guess. But so the cost is just over $6,500 from coast to coast.
Is that one way or both ways?
That's one way.
Okay.
When you're flying internationally, so LA to London, for example, that is just over $13,000. But when you have a large dog and you compare that cost of flying cargo, flying internationally is not much difference.
Give us a reason why is that? Because I think I'd rather have my big dog with me than have that big dog in the cargo and it cost me a lot.
Sure. So basically the some of the options are limited. So you can't necessarily fly directly into the UK. Sometimes you have to go via, you know, another country like Germany and then come into the UK. If you're flying cargo, you have to have, for a big dog especially, normally you have to have a special designed crate, which adds cost on. If you want to fly with your dog, you can try and match up the flight that your dog is flying on. So you're flying as a passenger and your dog's flying underneath, but it doesn't always happen. So sometimes your dog could be offloaded for whatever reason and you're flying without your dog and your dog gets left there. So
you're giving a little bit of peace of mind, because if I'm taking my dog, I want my dog where I have eyes on my dog.
Exactly. I think it is peace of mind for owners, obviously the pets as well, because they're relaxed and they know what they're doing. They can see you. Like I said, you know, there's 4 million dogs that are flown by cargo every year. This isn't just gives folks an alternative option to fly with them if it's, you know, within their budget. But internationally, it is very much like for like. And the beauty of flying with us as well is that with cargo, you probably have to leave your dog 1 or 2 hours, probably 3 hours before the flight.
Yes.
And then the other side, once they arrive in the UK or Europe, then it could be 2 or 3 hours of clearing the paperwork.
You're asking them to hold their bladder for a long time.
Sure. And, you know, it's just that time of being away from your pet as well creates, you know, passenger anxiety as well as pet. So, but with us, you just need to arrive 1 hour before your flight. There's no queues or lines for security, TSA. There's very relaxed. There's only a handful of people that are flying these terminals. And then again, the other side, the clearance is normally done on the aircraft and you get off from there. So it's very much stress-free.
Is there a doggy loo on board?
There isn't a doggy toilet, but we advise our pups or our passengers to restrict their diet slightly before they fly. We are fully equipped with puppy pads
for
emergencies.
We're getting something to munch on. What about the dogs? Do people just bring their own little treats for the pets?
We encourage them not to be fed on the flight.
Okay.
Generally, because of the air pressure and, you know, bowel movements, shall we say.
You don't want a doggy fart at, what, 30,000 feet?
Yeah. trust me, when the cabin door opens, there's definitely a few of those, I'm sure. But no, we feed our passengers, but we don't typically feed the pups. People can bring on treats just if they need to. But like I said, they're asleep most of the time. Obviously, they're allowed to keep them hydrated with water. But yeah, it's limited to what you'd normally do at home.
So what's your game plan, Adam? What do you see Canine Jets in 2, 3, 4 years from now? Because you guys are starting off, you're filling a need. What's your hopes and plans?
So, I mean, we want to give people the opportunity to fly with their dog or cat or, you know, a pet.
Or gecko.
Whether it's domestically in the US, in the UK, in Europe, everywhere. At the moment, we are currently using private jets, which have a price tag to them. But I think the plan is to be able to offer new routes, connect multiple places together. Eventually, we'll look at using bigger aircrafts, which ultimately will help bring the price down, enable more people to enter this amazing opportunity. But yeah, for now, it's concentrating on our key routes, which is coast to coast in the US, flying internationally from New York to and LA to Europe and UK. We're looking at opening our new route to Australia via Hawaii and Singapore and Asia. So the majority of our passengers are flying to relocate. So
okay. All right.
Mainly for work. Some are retiring, but there's so much travel around the world right now with people moving globally for the jobs. So that is the majority of our customers right now. A small percentage of people are traveling for leisure. They may have two homes, but the majority of people are relocating, and the average folk, their work may have been paying for the relocation. So it's just encouraging more people like that to be able to travel and give people more opportunity. Because if you've been offered a job in London, for example, and you live in New York or LA, and you might think, oh, I can't get over there because I can't go for the opportunity because I can't leave my dog or I don't want to put my dog in cargo. But now you have an opportunity to fly with us and take that opportunity. And, you know, life's short.
Well, that makes a good point. I mean, you don't want them on a boat forever to get there, right? And you don't want them in cargo. So it does make sense. If you do the math, it is something that you're with the pet the whole time. And wouldn't you like to step off the plane in London and say to your dog, look, there's Big Ben.
Yeah.
That's kind of a nice thing, right?
Absolutely. And do you know what? We've met so many people. And the beauty, I'm so lucky to start this company and meet so many amazing people. Everyone's got their own story. You know, we've met people that one of our first ever passengers actually was a couple who had a dog and they had a heart problem. And there was only 2 doctors in the world that could to perform this certain operation on the dog. Jasmine, never forget the name. And yeah, they flew over to London to have the operation on the dog. And then we have military personnel that fly with us. They're relocating, their families are relocating. Their dog is too big to go on the military jet, so they use us to relocate to Europe, or they're flying back to the US. You know, there's so many amazing stories, and we're blessed to be able to offer this service to people. And we are the world's first private jet pay-by-seat service for pets. So, you know, it's great.
Now, do you have any animals? Please don't say geckos.
Do you know what? No, I wish we did. We have two young daughters, and they are on a huge puppy campaign right now. So
good luck, Dad.
I know. But we have dogs in the family, but currently we're so busy, it would be unfair to have one ourselves because we're traveling all the time.
What are you going to say to the company that said you're fired? Well, we don't need you anymore. COVID hit. Without being snarky, what do you think they think about what you're doing now?
Well, it was unfortunate, really. I mean, my boss at the time was keeping me off on purpose, which was a little bit, you know, nasty to say the least. And it was a job I loved, but I'm so glad that happened in a way. So it's funny how things happen, isn't it?
And, it is.
You know, I don't know what they're, I don't think they'll be too bothered that I've left, but I'm so pleased. And now, whereas I wasn't in control of my future, now I'm more in control in it. And be able to help so many people, that's what it's about for us. And we're very much hands-on. We're a very personalized company. We help people where we can. And
So going to the dogs, Adam Golder, is a good thing for you.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And you can bring it on because there's a lot more to come.
Hey, everyone. We've been speaking with Adam Golder. He is the founder of Canine Jets. You got to check it out, caninejets.com. It's also on Instagram and Facebook. I mean, he's starting to carve out an industry to help pets who want to move with their people because of jobs, military, or they won the lottery and they want the dog to go with them on the tour of Big Ben and Parliament. So I also at this time want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We are the largest pet radio network on the planet. And we just won another award from the Cat Writers. So we feel good about that. Our show has been on the air since 07. We are the longest running pet podcast on the planet, which is awesome. And we have great guests like Adam Golder, as you just testified to. And if you want to find out more about me, go to ardenmore.com. Check out my YouTube and sign up for my e-newsletter. It's ardenmore.com. You'll check it out. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh, Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.